We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,259. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
That's it. All right, the Men's Room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Demi. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has food you didn't know you could enjoy at home. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the Men's Room Shout of the Day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The Clack.
Drinking and drunk.
All right, here we go. Here's something you don't see every day. The words Florida and Bright Spot in the same headline. Meanwhile, truck driver's worker compensation denied after doing something truly asinine. California man enjoys a peanut butter and jelly sandwich along with some Coke. Man escapes from prison using the disguise myself as someone being discharged cloak. And so I guess no COVID parties in Eastern Washington this weekend. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel.
Boom.
Oh, smooth. Woo. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. So far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Sean, a.k.a. Usain Dolt, who found a way to answer 13 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a contestant and play Big Dummy. Call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Home shows and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,259. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. As once again, we will play the game known as Big Dummy.
Big Dummy Day.
But first, as we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected, here is the latest. The Trump administration will not implement the Center for Disease Control and Prevention 17-page draft recommendation for reopening America, according to a senior CDC official. The official said that it was clear the White House was not going to implement their 17-page draft for reopening America after the White House had asked for it. The White House's decision to not use the guidance was first reported by the AP. Now, as far as the coronavirus pandemic, it is creating another big problem, and that would be a hunger crisis. More than 17% of young children in the United States lack sufficient food, according to research. That is a rate three times higher than during the worst of the Great Recession.
Jesus.
To give you an idea, the most likely explanations are the rise in unemployment and the interruption in school meal programs. Now, here at home, as far as fatalities in Washington State, there have been 870 deaths among the 15,905 overall cases. 224,000 people in Washington have taken a test for the coronavirus. About 7% come in as positive, to give you an idea. And just last month, there were more than 1 million total claims for unemployment benefits filed by Washington State. Oh, that was just last week. I'm sorry. According to the Employment Security Department,
much
last
better
month,
news.
That was last week. The EDS said it paid out more than $639 million for a total of 504,000 people last week. In the past weeks, the 9 months, by the way, EDS has paid nearly $2.14 billion in unemployment benefits to Washingtonians. So there you go. As we encourage you to stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected. Yay. Okay, now we move on.
That is awesome news.
Yeah, that is good stuff right there. Let's move on to the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We spin the category wheel, and then from there, you're either playing the team sober or not sober. So far, our biggest dummy, that would be Sean. It took him 14 questions to get one right. Now, as you know, when we play the game Big Dummy, we do a little men's room poll. The last time we asked you quite simply, where is it hidden? And we had some places where people like to hide their stuff, like a Crown Royal bag. Some people prefer the underwear drawer for just about anything, from handguns to lube, you name it.
Handguns to lube.
You know what you got in there.
Come down to the Miles Snack Shack.
If you bought a card for your significant other before a birthday or whatever, where is it hidden? Probably the underwear drawer.
Yeah.
Someplace like that. There's always something hidden in there. Then we have the trunk of your car. Or the garage. And as we do every week, we put the poll up for you on Twitter at Men's Room Live. And you get to voting, and here are your results as far as where you keep it hidden. In last place at 10% was the trunk of your car. Crown Royal bag. 21% of you have something hidden in your Crown Royal bag, which is a high percentage, considering the fact that
that's
many people
about right,
have a Crown Royal bag, and the one reason they use it is to hide crap in it.
You don't have to be drinking age. Somehow you just end up inheriting Crown Royal bags.
Garage is number two at 25%. The number one place where you hide stuff, that would be the underwear drawer, 43%.
I got nothing in mine besides underwear.
Yeah, that's all I got in mind.
Yeah, it's tiny, though.
I don't even have an underwear drawer.
You don't have an underwear drawer?
No, I just
have it. Just throw them on the floor?
I hang them up individually. No, I have it in my, I have a shelf in the closet. I just kind of stack them in there.
Do you feel like if you walked into someone's house, and male or female, and they hang their underwear, right? Would you think they're a serial killer?
Yeah. Get out.
Like, something about that would be really creepy.
Right, sure, yeah. I mean, it's almost
I think it's only acceptable if you're just crazy, balling out of control, and you just dry clean everything.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's one thing, but if you seem just fairly ordinary,
it's
like go to your home.
Hanging up your T-shirts.
Whoa.
I used to hang my T-shirts.
What's wrong with hanging T-shirts?
Because both of you hang your T-shirts. I think it's weird.
Oh.
Well, it's better than folding. That's the whole thing. I hate folding clothes. So it looks like I'm being really responsible. Mm. Truth is, it's just faster to put it on a hanger.
He just walked us right into that one.
I sure did.
So this week on our poll, we're going to honor Mom and Mother's Day. Mother's Day is coming. Please don't forget that, especially with delivery times now and everything else. It is almost too late at this point. So jump on something now if you haven't, if you got to get it in the mail, because as you know, you're going to need a couple day delivery. Either way, it is Mom's Day and Mother's Day, and maybe your mom has been married her entire life, single her entire life.
Doesn't matter.
Around, not around. This is all about Mom. And Mom's going to get a date. All right. So for Mother's Day, Mom gets a date. This date includes sexy time. Now, maybe your mom has sexy time all the time. Maybe she has somebody she lives with.
Doesn't matter.
Either way, this is guaranteed sexy time with a date. So this is going to be a good night no matter what.
Are they staying together or is it just a one-night stand?
No, it's just for Mother's Day. It's a happy Mother's Day gift.
It's a pass. You know what I mean? If you're whatever. Yeah.
It's like if we go to brunch, we're not moving into the restaurant, but just for this day.
She's going to have some sexy time. It's going to be fun.
So think of it like brunch. It's just a little something for her to nibble on.
Right. So, Dad, you can answer this for your mom, too, if you'd like.
Thank you, Mom.
Sure. So the number one choice is the most popular man on television. People love him. You know him. He is one of the most viewed people right now, at least on this continent. Mm-hmm. And that would be the one and only Joe Exotic. Now, he is in jail at the current time. But again, it's a hypothetical.
For Mother's Day, we let him out.
Yeah, and he's going to take your mom to Red Lobster, I guarantee you, and then make sweet, sweet love. And let's face it. Guy's got pretty good jean game. You know what I mean? He's wearing jeans that look like they're from the Affliction era.
I know you didn't mean jean, G-E-N-E.
No.
Jean, I don't know the strong jean. Maybe say a strong denim game.
All these guys have strong, tacky jeans games, right? Like Florida jeans guys.
Yeah.
Just like with the emblems and the swirls and the things on the pocket and all that stuff. So Joe Exotic is number one. Number two, and this guy has been in the news lately, Dog the Bounty Hunter. We know that his wife, Beth, passed on 10 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she passed on, and Dog was having a very difficult time about that.
Sorry, Dog.
So, of course, Dog just announced that he's engaged to one of her friends. So,
nobody had tragic news today.
He did. Well, tragic, but not really, because the mullet is unintentionally making a comeback, and is the king of
his African parrot.
Oh, that's right.
How do you forget these things?
His African parrot.
You insensitive son of a bitch. Dog the Bounty Hunter's African parrot died, man.
Yeah, I walked in today, and all I said was, did I just hear Dog the Bounty Hunter and African in the same sentence? Like, do I want to know?
Yeah, I know. We know other things about that.
I don't think Dog's counts as a mullet, though. He just has long, luscious locks.
Long may be the only thing in this the word.
One of these words does not belong.
It doesn't look like locks either. It looks like he's got like a Brillo head. You know what I mean? Like it's like real wiry and, you know, like not good hair to run your fingers through. But your mom might enjoy Dog the Bounty Hunter. I don't know.
But your mom might love him.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? He's got that whole Florida look down.
He has that.
Oakley wraparounds. I mean, he's that guy. He's Dog the Bounty Hunter. Number three would be Nicolas Cage. There he is in all his glory. Look at that guy. I don't even know what color you call him.
Come on, man. That hair is luscious.
Does he check Caucasian or does he check
red?
Apple. Right. What does he check? Look at him.
Honeycrisp.
I'm telling you what, man. How can that guy live in Hawaii? He looks like he would. He doesn't look like his skin's good for that. Nicolas Cage is your mom's third choice.
You're awesome in bed.
Just the thought of your mom
Happy
having
Mother's
sex
Day
with Nicolas Cage, I think, would be enough to steer you away from this pick.
Try not to stir my hairline that it would seed during the act.
I don't know. It's so strange. It almost
gone
like
in 60 seconds.
Bob, tell
you're a national treasure.
Tell him the story when you slept with Nick Cage.
Right.
Hey, Mom. Tell us the story when you slept with Nicolas Cage.
Probably would be a pretty good dinner date. You'd think the guy would be somewhat of a
tell me something about yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's got
to
be something.
I can't wait to get you home.
Uh-huh. And your fourth choice of in honor of Mom, pick one for her to have sexy time. That would be Dennis Rodman, basketball player, reality TV guy. He has been a little bit more popular as of late with the Michael Jordan documentary.
Is popular the right word, or just well known?
Actually, Carmen Electra is probably more popular in that documentary right now than he is.
Because she looks like her, and he looks like him.
But Dennis Rodman is as the fourth choice for Mom. So there you go.
I'm not really hungry, but we can just go back to your bedroom.
If your mom's a drinker, Dennis Rodman.
I've had sex with you until I break my penis. I've done it three times.
Dennis, he has broken his penis.
I've broken my penis three times having sex.
That is amazing.
Yes, it is.
I mean, one of them involves him running across the room and trying
diving.
To... Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to remember. Well, I mean, that's a hell of a target.
He's trying to hit a hole in one. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, geez whiz. I mean, it's like catching a grape in your mouth from across the room.
Yeah, but that's not exactly how the swinging doors work.
No, man.
No.
Well, that's how he learned.
No. I mean, but the thing is
like,
he catch a grape.
This is a guy that's had a professional athlete for mm-hmm. all of his life. He has not broken any bone three times.
You know what I mean?
That is the only bone he's broken that many times, which tells you that he's doing that more than he's playing basketball.
Hey, where's your mom?
Right. So, in honor of mom, pick one for her and some sexy time. Will it be Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman? There is your men's room poll.
So, if you're a mom listening to the show, that's our way of saying, hey, happy Mother's Day.
All right, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game? That's right.
You know
Mom,
what?
It's all about you today.
I'm taking Nicolas Cage.
I knew it. Somehow I knew you were taking Nicolas Cage.
Why? Just so you can tell people that your mom and Nick Cage went on a date.
Out of those choices, I don't know. It just seems the strangest and oddest.
I feel like your mom actually would be the happiest.
What if you saw a picture of your mom holding hands with Dog the Bounty Hunter walking on a beach somewhere?
I mean, Jesus, I can't believe I have to explain this. Dog and Dennis Rodman scare me.
What? You know what I'm going to do
tonight. I know. I feel like both of them would be way too excited.
You're right.
Jesus.
I'm tracking with you on that one.
It's so exotic. I just feel like that's too easy.
Okay.
Well, thank you for picking me, Ted.
I won't let
you down. Your mom's going to be so happy at the end of this day.
Hello, Johnny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Johnny, playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober.
Sober.
All right, Johnny, welcome to the show. Man, what an exciting Mother's Day it's going to be for your mom, Johnny. In honor of mom, pick one for her and sexy time. Will it be Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman?
I'm going with Nicolas Cage.
I appreciate everyone picking me.
My mom's old, and them other three are a little weird for her. Okay. I don't know much about Nicolas Cage, though.
That's a good thing, man. That's why you picked me. I'm a ghost rider, Mom. Oh,
sorry. All right, here is your question. What age was after the Bronze Age? What age was after the Bronze Age? Taco.
The Dark Ages?
The Carn Ages.
The Iron Age.
Iron Age.
Stone Age. Arn. Bronze Age. Arn. Iron Age.
Arn.
Arn. Yes. Your question. How many countries make up the UN Security Council? So it's not all the members of the UN, but how many make up the Security Council?
Seven. That's a guess.
Five. United States, Russia, China, France, and the UK.
Okay.
All right, Johnny. What golfer is nicknamed the Golden Bear?
Say that again?
What golfer is nicknamed the Golden Bear?
He's a little hairier than the rest.
Oh hell, I don't know anything about golf. Arnold Palmer.
That's not a bad guess. It's Jack Nicklaus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the right time frame.
Because nobody gets a nickname like the Golden Bear now. Like, if that's your nickname, you obviously got this 20 years ago, right?
Yeah, you're like on a box of cereal.
Why is that his nickname? I've known that for years.
The Golden Bear? I think it has something to do with California, just the Golden Bear of California.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because California Golden Bear.
I thought he was John DeSeer or something. All right. Your question, what two famous movie directors created Indiana Jones?
George Lucas and no, Steven Spielberg.
Got it. Very good. All right,
man. I watched that the other night.
Yeah,
does it hold up?
You watched it too?
Yeah,
right. Came on. I'm like,
you guys watching the Sunday night movie?
That's what it was.
What are you, 70 years old?
Yes.
No, for the CBS Sunday night movie.
Yeah, but if it shows up, I like, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
call it grandmother's turd.
I used to watch them all the time.
I'm with you, and I was shocked how old that movie was. I was like, wow.
But it was decent.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't seen it in a million years.
It's already back in time, so it's not
that
dated.
Helps.
You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right,
it's already
really
from the
helps.
40s, right, or whatever.
Yeah, late 30s, early 40s. Yeah. Either way. But yeah, I was like, it holds up.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Miles, you're not wrong yet. As I was watching, it's like, am I really watching the Sunday night movie?
It's like, well, you didn't know.
When's the Wizard of Oz
until
week?
They did the ad. Like, the ad came out, like, you watching the CBS thing. And then I felt bad about
it's
it.
It's a great idea. They should have, like, the Friday night horror movies come back and all that stuff, too.
Horror or horror?
Horror.
Oh, wow.
And then Saturday night's the horror movie.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Bring back Skinamax. This is the time.
Oh, Friday night. Remember, Friday night's for the girlfriends, Saturday night's for the wives.
Ah, there you go.
Italian way.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
What's happening, fellas?
Hola.
Hola.
Jason, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Jason, welcome to the show. Men's room poll, all right. About mom. Pick one for her in sexy time. Will it be Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage, or Dennis Rodman?
Well, my mom's Mormon, so the first dude, I know he is gay, so my mom's not down for that. The second dude has long hair. My mom doesn't like guys with long hair. Johnny Cage, or Nicolas Cage, is affluent, loves to spend his money on dumb stuff, and look rich, so she's down for that. Dennis Rodman, he's a brother, and my mom just believes that the brother community is tainted and dirty, so she's not down for that. So it'll have to be Nicolas Cage.
All right.
And tell your mom I said thanks, and we got it from her. All right.
Yeah, my sister dated a black guy when she was in high school. My mom did not like that.
Did she treat the guy poorly, or did she just bitch about him when he wasn't around?
When he wasn't around, my mom would pull her aside and be like, look, if you ever get pregnant by this person, no one's going to want a single mom with a half-colored child. It's like, damn, mom.
That's up. That's parenting.
Old and super racist.
That's parenting.
Your mom is awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'll tell you what. For Mother's Day, from me, for your mom, I'm sending all four of the slips.
Did you, does mom still live in Utah?
No, she moved to New Mexico with my little sister.
Oh, okay. All
right. You know, based on everything you said about your mother, really, I think Dog the Bounty Hunter, that's what yeah. She's most likely to
holding
get along
hands,
with.
Hands, walking on the beach together.
I hate your hair, but I like your attitude.
All right. I like my men red.
Here's your question. In what country were the 2014 Winter Olympics held?
That Athens?
Russia?
It was Russia.
Russia.
It is amazing. There's always the build-up to the Olympics, right? The whole city, blah, blah, blah. As soon as it's done, you can't remember.
Wasn't it like 65 degrees in the village where you skied into? Wasn't
yeah, it was like where it was just fake snow. They had some kind of heat wave.
Right.
Is that Sochi?
People were getting, like,
yeah,
people were ripping
Sochi.
Their knees out on downhill and stuff. It was a sheet of ice.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
Yeah. All right. And I'm really bummed that they're moving the Olympics to next year in Tokyo because the movie Akira would have predicted that the Tokyo Olympics would have happened in 2020, but they're happening in 2021.
So it bums you out that the movie Akira didn't get it right. That is at the root yeah. of what bothers you about this.
Mm. Well, you know how everybody like freaked out about how like Simpsons predict, you know, whatever over the years? The one and only movie Akira, it predicted this like big thing down in the city in the year, which I thought had been cool, but oh well.
I'm sorry that it broke your heart, man. But look, during these tough times, we're all trying to come to terms with these types of things.
More Big Dummy coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Okay, back to Jason with a racist mom playing for Team Sober. Jason, you are now on question number three.
Jason with the racist mom. That's how you will forever be known now. All right, here is your question. What Italian city is graced with Michelangelo's David statue?
Is it technically an Italian city or is it a city state?
If you're asking about the Vatican, it is not the Vatican.
Oh. Yes. Well, I guess Venice?
Rome. Oh. Florence.
Ooh, Florence.
Yep.
Florence.
Oh, yeah. Dang it.
An Italian city or black woman's name?
What's that?
If I have a sudden disappear or whatever, I'm going through the section of my hike that has a bunch of murder hobos. So thoughts and prayers my way, guys. Thoughts and prayers.
I'll tell you what. Just do us a favor. Don't hang up so we can hear it.
Yeah. I want to hear a meth murder hobo take out Jason with the racist mom.
Mm-hmm. Jason, you explain horrible things so calmly.
I know. I believe I'm being stabbed by, is that 7-8-inch rusty knife?
I think they notate that on the map, though.
Right.
Methy.
Methy hobo killers.
Right. Trailhead. Methhead.
Right. Okay. Your question, what American city was the setting for the TV show Perfect Strangers?
I've never seen Perfect Strangers, so I have no idea.
I'm going to guess San Francisco.
No, that's a good guess.
Chicago. But...
Chicago.
Yeah, man. That's Perfect Strangers. It's Balky, right?
Yeah, Balky.
Yeah. I mean, that's the final thing. They're going into a Cubs game. I don't know why I'm so fired up.
I was going to ask.
What's going on?
I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah, fired up about Chicago, murder capital of the United States. Yeah.
And what is it with you and murder, man? You got a racist mom. You got methy murders, hobos. Now Chicago's getting thrown under the bus. Where's a place you like? Where's a place with nice people that aren't racist and won't kill you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sunshine on your morning.
Right.
Positive Friday.
All right. Your next question.
Yes, Positive Friday.
And what organ of the human body would you find the alveoli? Sounds like a pot.
Alveoli. I put a finger on the alveoli.
It sounds kind of like a bronchi, so maybe the lung?
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, good luck on the death there, Jason.
The death, right, the racism.
Is, big dummy, 844-999-OLA. Do we have another person who wants to play this thing?
I don't know. Just hang on a second. Yeah. I'm getting past Jason with the racist mom and
the methed
up murderous hobos. Right. Hobos, yeah. By the way.
Mm-hmm. Hobos, right?
Chicago. You don't use the word hobo much.
And he mentioned his sector.
Mm-hmm. Murder capital of the world, Chicago.
When's the last time you mentioned sector on a hike and you haven't been in the military?
Never.
Wow, so you hike all the time.
Sector I would consider something like out of Star Trek.
That's what I mean. Like, have you ever used the word sector?
I will be there. I have to cross 2 parsecs.
You know what? Maybe he's a Call of Duty guy.
I guess. I don't know.
Well, he's a Call of Duty guy. He should be able to figure out the meth guys pretty quick.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, Chris, you sober, not sober?
Oh, I am not sober.
All right. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, our men's room poll. It's all about mom. Mother's Day's coming. And in honor of mom, pick one for her to have a little sexy time with. Will it be Joe Exotic, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Nicolas Cage?
Go ahead, sir.
Or Dennis Rodman?
I'm going Joe Exotic for sure.
Is she a fan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I think they opened up the zoo yesterday. Hundreds and hundreds of people were in line to go see the... Mm-hmm. No, it's not Joe Exotic Zoo anymore. It's the other guy that you hate.
What's his name? Jeff.
But that's the other reason they went.
Bald guy. Hiding it.
Jeff.
Good old American TV. I absolutely love it.
Okay.
Would she be happy to spend time with Joe Exotic?
I think so. I think, you know, I'm a trailer park white guy from suburban Chicago, and I think she would just love it. I really do.
Yeah, we just heard glowing reviews of Chicago.
More so than Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Okay. Definitely. Just the whole gay, like, tattooed weirdness that went on with all that. I think my mom would just find it all just fascinating.
Cool.
Well, good. I hope she has a wonderful Mother's Day.
Me too.
All right, here's the question. You said you're from the trailer, so who is Joe Dirt searching for in the 2001 cinematic masterpiece, Joe Dirt?
Man, you guys always get me one and done. That would be his parents.
Yeah, man.
Shocking that he didn't know who his parents were.
I didn't know. Joe Dirt, they abandoned him.
Yeah.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.